Hello and welcome to another episode of Solo Inter Podcast. With me, as always, is Manish. And it's a big match this week against Napoli. They are fighting for to be in the top four. They might finish second if they have a good run, but this will be a tough match. Tough match for Lukaku with Koulibaly will be guarding him like, I don't know, he'll be like sticking to him always. Manish, what do you think? How do you think will be the match? I think it's a very important one for us as well.
Yes, Gautam, first of all, I'm happy to be back. And I think it seems like a long time because I think last match we had a week ago. And we are so used to playing every 3 days. And now 1 week, it seems a really long time. So tomorrow's match, yes, excited. Same time, it's going to be one of the tough games because we're playing Napoli at Napoli Stadium at the Maradona. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough, challenging match. Let's hope for the best. What's your take, Gautam? Are you excited for tomorrow's game? And what's your say?
I mean, that's the thing, right? It was matches came thick and fast, and now it's 1 week gap. And I think that somehow, I think it favors Conte as well because he's a master and he has now 1 week to prepare for Napoli. And also, it gives rest for some of our players. Like, it's good that they give some rest at least. And like Hakimi, like he's fasting as well now during Ramzan. So
right.
I mean, he needs the rest and he needs the energy. So I think it would be an interesting match, and Lukaku might have a tough time. I feel like, what do you think? Like, do you think like he'll have an easy game? Because it always is tough when you like have to fight against Koulibaly and try to like you. I don't think he can turn him that much because last time I don't think he was that successful as well.
Yeah, the thing with Lukaku is now players know that they give the most physical defenders to mark Lukaku. If you check with last five or six matches, Lukaku is heavily marked. And Koulibaly is one of the best in the game. And I think Koulibaly, I think over the last two times we had played Napoli, whenever Koulibaly has played, Koulibaly has won the battle against Lukaku. So I'm expecting the same. And Napoli, again, is a very strong physical side. They have Manolas, they have Koulibaly, they have Fabian Ruiz, Bakayoko. Their whole midfield is like quite stacked. So it's going to be a good physical battle, yeah? And Napoli tend to play with a 4-2-3-1 formation. Which is, for a change, not similar to our formation. So it's going to be tough. And if you remember the reverse leg, we won that 1-0, but it was a highly controversial match. Napoli, Insigne got foolishly sent off. And then, in spite of being 10 men, still they were like attacking us left, right and center. We somehow held the lead. But yeah, now we'll be playing away. So we don't know what type of approach Conte is going to use. This type of matches, again, it's tricky because, you know, sometimes, you know, 11 points, it gets in the player's head. And that can be really scary at times because the motivation won't be that much because Inter knows the cushion is there. We can afford to make mistakes. But it's not over the Scudetto. I mean, that we haven't won it yet. It should be official. Only then we can step our foot off the pedal. And also, we had 11 straight wins. Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. To go on to the 12th, go and push on from now on is going to be quite tough.
Yeah, and also Napoli, they are fighting to reach top four. They are right now in fifth, just two behind Atlanta and three behind Juventus. And they'll be giving it their all. And I don't think we'll have even 1 minute of rest in the whole game. I think they'll push us like to the end.
Yes. And we have 11 game winning streak. Napoli equally has a very impressive record. They have 7 matches unbeaten till they played Juventus last. They lost. So their form guidance is good. In last 5 matches, they won 4 and just 1 loss against Juventus. So let's not count them off yet. And they're also equally, you know, Gattuso has changed a bit in the sense Napoli are still fighting, like you said, for the Champions League spot. So we'll not expect an easy match. And Osimhen also looks like he's got his form back. He started quite slow, but this guy seems to be back. So that's cool, Gautam. So what about Gautam? Any Inter players missing out in this one? Are we any suspensions, bookings, anything like that?
Vidal and Kolarov are missing. And Perisic is a doubt. I think we might see him in the second half, but I'm not so sure. And I feel like Sensi will get a run in as well this time because he has been impressive. So I think like it will be an interesting match. And they have Politano as well. Like he was one of my favorite players when he was at Inter. And he's coming back. And hopefully it doesn't come back to haunt us because that should be, it will be crazy like if he scores, but hopefully it doesn't celebrate if he scores and stuff like that. But it will be quite interesting, the game, I feel, because our defense is also strong and they have a really good attack, even though they are missing Lozano. Like, they are like crazy midfield and crazy forwards, and it'll be a tough battle, I feel.
It's going to be really tough. Also, Gautam, did you check out the news on the Napoli's fourth kit? So apparently Napoli is going to launch their fourth kit against us tomorrow. So it's going to be, it's kind of something new design. I think a lot of clubs, not just Inter, good thing to know, a lot of clubs are trying to change the brand identity, make it more appealing to, you know, Generation Z, they're calling it now.
Yeah.
So Napoli also, have you seen the new kit of Napoli and what's your take on that?
I didn't like it that much. Like, it's good, but I prefer our fourth kit. I know some people are like, it's bad, but I feel like it's a fashion statement. Like, we have changed now. Like, we are going in a different direction. We are going global. We are going like full fashion. We are from Milan. We are Milan. I am Milan. All those things. And I mean, that's good. And unfortunately, like, the guy who did our fourth kit didn't follow the rules. And people didn't tell him the rules. And we couldn't use it because of that. Because they have like more than three colors. And then
three colors in jersey.
Yeah. And the place where you put in the name or the number is not that clear or something. It should be plain. So, right. But so I like that kit. I mean, what's your take on that kit? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Inter's fourth kit?
Yeah.
Our fourth kit, like I said, it's basically grown you. I think Inter had some crazy jerseys over the years. If we check, I think a few years back, we had something like a red jersey, long back, the away kit. And a lot of the fans contested that. And then the famous Sprite kit, you might have seen the green color. So that also was quite controversial. And now this one, the fourth kit, it's like I said, it's too colorful and I don't think it can be used on the field. So Inter is going to use it as a training kit, I believe. So it's good and up to them. But like you said, a fashion statement, yes. But as a football pitch, I personally didn't like it that much. I like the logo, yes. I like the branding, yes. But the fourth kit, not too much. But it, like this type of kits, you know, they're always confusing. Until the moment you see Lukaku or Lautaro wearing it on the pitch, that's when you start to grow on the jersey. Yeah. So I think this could be one of those jerseys.
I mean, even our first kit this season, like, there was so much controversy because of the zigzag stripes. And, but that also grew on us. Like, it looks so good when they play on the pitch. When we first saw the images, we were like, dude, this won't look good.
But I think more than the home kit, the away kit was like crazy, like a tablecloth design, white one.
I still hate the away kit. Like, I hate it to the core. It's one of the worst.
I think
kits
it got
ever.
Ranked as the worst kit of the season by all European clubs. You know, the Inter's away kit. So yeah, times are changing. And Inter also, at least they're going for bold statements now. Yeah.
Yeah. So and also with all these things, now with all these fashion statements and all that, and the players are going one way, the club is going one way, like. How do you feel like Conte and Gattuso would do on the sidelines? Like, both are very aggressive. Do you feel like there'll be a clash of styles when we meet now?
So, Conte and Gattuso, talking about their playing style, both were like, you know, aggressive midfielders to win the ball back. They weren't very gifted technically, but, you know, they had that grinta in them. So, that way, they're very similar. Conte has the passion. Even Gattuso, I think he fought till the last, when playing career, he used to win every tackle, he used to get also himself charged all the time. So as players, they're quite similar. As managerial styles, still, again, Gattuso is a new coach, young coach, but he's improving a lot. So funny things on the press conference, when you heard, I think Conte just a few minutes back, he gave a press conference. And funny enough, Conte, I don't know, he took a shot at Napoli. He said, I thought Napoli would be along the favorites to win the season, but they are some way behind. So that was actually a shot taken at Napoli. And the one thing Conte said from his interviews, I think over the last few, he tends to defend Inter a lot. He said, you can criticize me all you want, but do not say a word about Inter. I think this has been ongoing now, because I think last week he said to about his players, he would step on the fire for them. He would defend my players. Don't criticize my players. But now he's talking about the club. So it's interesting, Conte. And he said that, we are criticized a lot for being too defensive, but it's okay. As long as we win the Scudetto, it's fine.
They say too defensive. I think it was, who was it? Cannavaro, I guess. He said, you can't complain Inter being defensive when they have scored 69 goals. Like, if people say we are defensive, we are not defensive. Yes, we play counter-attacking football, but there is no one style of football that is good. Like, people play different styles of football. Everything is valid. Like, if the team is set up in such a way, then so what? And now if you see, like, even Hakimi, he's so useful. And he's been like, I stay with Inter a long time. And even,
yes, that's another good news in the
And even Lautaro is extending his contract as well. So I feel like all these positives will help us in the match though. Like you have contract renewals happening. You have Conte who is using the siege mentality now. I mean, the last guy to use it successfully was Mourinho. It was us versus them. And Conte is doing the same thing. And he, like every press conference, he keeps focusing on like, we are Inter, like I am defending Inter. Like it's like he has to say it now. I think people are just targeting him, targeting us for no reason.
And I think we are being targeted for no reason. Why? Because I think we are in the best spot ever over the decade. We are in the first place, 11 points ahead. Like you said, the goals-wise, we are almost at the top. And defense-wise, we are the best, along with Juventus, the best term of defense. And the players are form of the life. Lukaku is playing really good. Lautaro is playing good. Barella is playing good. Hakimi is playing good. And still Inter is criticized. For what? I wouldn't know. I think Milan should be criticized more because Milan were, I think, they were kind of crowned the winter champions and then they went off steam. But still, you would never hear much negative news on Milan side. Also, Juventus with Pirlo. Okay, that was, I think, once the Champions League, they eliminated slight... there were controversial news, but that's about it. And now Juventus is back to normal. So, as always, Inter has been targeted. It's not the first time. It's been targeted for a long time. So, yeah, we should get used to it. And the only way to shut everyone out is to keep winning, no matter what the other fans say. And you remember Mourinho's famous gesture, intellectual prostitution, as he called it. So, yeah, no matter whatever happens, Inter's always targeted, Inter's attack. So, yeah, I'm happy Conte is using the siege mentality, getting the team to focus over the goal. And yes, I'm looking forward for this game, actually.
Yeah, and he even said that the Scudetto is not yet won. We have to be like careful and we have to take one step at a time. And even Skriniar in his recent interview, he was like, we didn't expect 11-point lead. I mean, like you said, Milan dropped off. Like even I didn't expect us to have like 11-point lead. I thought it would be really close. That should like, hopefully we are not jinxing it now in the final stretch, but 11-point lead, like now players are also feeling like, okay, we have a comfortable lead. Do you feel that that might affect the mentality this game? Because players are now feeling like we are comfortable in the lead.
See, normal scenario, yes, that is the case where you think you have 11-point lead. You know, you won't give your best. Although Conte is not that type of coach. That's one thing assuring because even Conte said in last presence for last week, he told that tomorrow I'm going to give a day off. But knowing my players, they would still come up for training and work their ass off in the training pitch, which is very nice to hear. So I'm guessing Conte has, 1 week rest. And whenever Conte gets this 1 week to prepare, he always prepares the best.
Yeah.
He would study Napoli inside out, find all the loopholes. And this time matches, you know, it can be tricky for us because, like you said, the player's mentality. But if the mentality is sorted, Conte on his tactic side is not going to step his foot off the pedal yet. So I'm expecting Conte to go aggressive on this game.
And what do you think of Barella's situation? Now, all of a sudden, there are suitors for him now. And Inter, like, Barella is untouchable, Hakimi is untouchable, Lautaro is untouchable. Like, do you feel like we are building a dynasty, like Conte is building a dynasty like Juventus with the same core?
Yes, and I think the news was he was the one to start Juventus' winning cycle and he's the one that will end Juventus' winning cycle. So yes, with Conte, you know, the players seem so connected to him. He's more like an elder brother, he's more like a father figure. And you saw that when Hakimi assisted last week, he ran to the pitch and gave a kiss to Hakimi.
Yeah.
I'm saying which players do that? I mean, which managers do that? Yeah, nowadays managers are so much into their image and stuff. But Conte doesn't care. He'll celebrate live with them. He feels one of them. So yes, and I'm happy everyone feels a part of project with Conte. And now Hakimi even said in his interview, Conte's been a real tremendous influence in his growth. Lautaro said the same. Barella said the same. Lukaku, no need to mention that. So everybody finds Conte the center of the project. Now, the only concern for me is not the players, it's the management. If Suning is going to continue for the next term, are we going to have a new ownership? We don't know. Because, you know, Conte is very demanding. If he's going to stay, he's going to put a set conditions. You know what, these are my conditions. And if the management can fulfill, he will stay. And I think it's best to tie Conte in the long term because this guy is a serial winner. He can win. Okay, although in Europe, he's yet to be tested. But we need that stability now. We need to win from now on. And he's building a winning project. So I would want Conte in the long run. And yes, you mentioned those players. They are the main building blocks for the future.
And what do you make of the sponsorship now? Like Sunning is asking for 30 million and finally there won't be Pirelli after such a long time, after like 30 years or something. Like there's no longer Pirelli. And because they're paying 10 million and now Inter wants 30 million. Do you feel like that's a reasonable amount?
See, the thing is, I think it's about time we change the sponsorship, because, you know, football is end of the day a business. And now with no ticketing sales and no stadiums to be open, I think the next season also, I don't think things will be open yet. So it's going to be small, like maybe 1,000 fans will be allowed. So we need funds from somehow. And it's good, like hopefully the contract for the renewal came at the right time. And it's about time we turn on to the next page in a chapter, because Pirelli was paying us 10 million. That was actually quite less. Teams like Sassuolo is getting more paid than us. Can you imagine? And it's nowhere in comparison to the Premier League sponsorship, although Italy is way behind. But I think Juventus is getting 4 times what we are getting right now.
Yeah.
So I think 30 million is a good way to start. And we should get a global sponsor team. I think we're looking at Samsung, we're looking at Alibaba, and those type bigger, big boys, you know, because Inter has to be recognized now in the next level. And this type of 30 million, yes, it's much required now, because I think now we have to pay our salaries, commissions, a lot of things. So I'm all up for it, Gautam. And also I have, I think, n number of shirts with Pirelli. It's about time I get a new sponsor. So the marketing side of things isn't be really good if a new sponsor comes in.
Correct. So now back to the match, like what do you think will be the starting lineup for us against Napoli?
Yes, so considering Napoli is going to play with a 4-2-3-1, I think Alex Meret is going to start on goal. They play with Di Lorenzo, Koulibaly, Manolas, and Koulibaly. They are the main centre backs, and Marco Rui as a left back. Their midfield is going to be tricky because they have Bakayoko is very physical and Ruiz is more technical. And the one striker, Osimhen, behind, I think Politano on the right, Insigne in the left, and Zielinski as playing as a Terquerista. Trackerista, yes, that's the word. So Inter pretty much is going to stick with 3-5-2. We are happy to have Barella back in the lineup. So I don't expect any big changes. I think Barella will be back in the lineup. Hakimi will be back in the lineup. And Martinez and Lukaku to start up front. And pretty much the same. The only concern is the left wing back. I'm not sure if Perisic is fit. If not, I would see Darmian playing as a left wing back. That would be my call in the formation. Okay.
You're thinking that Young won't start this match again. Like Conte won't trust Young to start.
I think more than that, we would use this guy, Darmian, because Darmian has played a lot of roles. He played as a centre back, he played as a right wing back, and now he's a safer bet as a left wing back. And I'm sure actually Young will come on late in the game. But with Politano, it's very tricky. So I would want a proper defensive player like Darmian, who's very clever defensively. You know? So I would want those type of players. And
okay. And to the prediction now, like, what do you think will be the scoreline?
So this is the game where everyone thinks like the Inter's winning run is going to end in this match.
I think we've been saying that for the last 3-4 matches.
Correct. And Napoli has all to play for. Napoli wants to get in top four, because I think Lazio just, I think 4 points ahead of, I mean, Lazio 4 points behind Napoli, and Napoli didn't want to lose ground. So they will give their all. Inter, on the other hand, like you said, like we have discussed, 11 point ahead. But knowing Conte, I know Conte is going to plan this game well out. He has a whole week. He has watched like n number of videos on Napoli understanding their play. So I'm going with a 1-0 win for Inter. That's a bold prediction. Although more realistically, I think it's going to be a draw. But I think Conte might just nick this off again. Yet again, a 1-0 win.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking it'll be a draw. I was thinking it'll be a 2-2 draw. But it might be a 0-0 or 1-1, because both teams are so aggressive and so physical. And they'll close all the spaces. There won't be any free movement at all on the pitch. I think the goals that will come might be like magic. It might be something from Politano or Insigne, and from us, Lukaku or Hakimi. The thing with like these matches, I feel like it will be defenders that will score for us. I don't think it might be Lukaku or Lautaro. It might be Hakimi. It might be De Vrij. It might be Skriniar from a corner. You never know. Like the aerial threat is there, but they have big personalities as well. So I think it will be a proper clash.
And this time, Conte loves this time match. Why? Because Napoli is going to attack a lot of players up front. And this leaves us, our main threat is counter-attack. Hakimi, Barella, Lukaku, and Martinez. You know, we can take on them. So pretty much the match is going to be such a way that we're going to defend. We're going to absorb a lot of pressure in white Napoli. So first 15, 20 minutes, I think we are going to hardly touch the ball. So it's all going to be Napoli play, passing around. And the moment they lose the ball, Barella is going to run for it. Hakimi is going to run for it. I think that is where Conte plans out. Okay, you know what? Whenever we get the ball, this is what we do. Hakimi run to the right. Eriksen come in. So so it's going to be, it's like a chess match, Gautam. You know, this one. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be.
Do you feel like either Gattuso or Conte might get sent off?
No, I don't think so. I think Conte definitely is going to scream his lungs off, but Conte's smart enough. I don't think he'll be sent off. He'll definitely get cautioned, I'm sure on that. But let's see. And hopefully Inter players don't get sent off. You know, that's one thing, because Brozovic flies into tackles now that all the suspension and everything has been cleared. So
that's, and he got a yellow last match as well.
Oh,
as soon as the suspension got cleared, he's got a yellow now.
Exactly. So now that's what, that was the previous, the suspension was holding him back, but now with no suspension, like, he will go flying in challenges and stuff. What's your take, Gautam? You think like Napoli is going to dominate the match completely, have more possession and outplay Inter, or it's going to be a balanced match?
I feel it's going to be balanced. I think it'll be battle of the midfields. Like, the team that controls the midfield is going to win the match. Like, if you let them bully us, or if we let out, if we bully them, it depends on who stays stronger, who stays calmer in this situation. Like you said, like, if Brozovic loses his mind and goes flying into tackles and gets cautioned early on, then your entire second half, you have to be cautious. You have to think about the yellow card. Like, it's the same for them as well. Like, if they get cautioned early on, then if, let's say, Koulibaly gets booked early on, then Lukaku is going to have a feast. He knows Koulibaly can't touch him. So I think that should be the game plan. Like, get one of their players booked early so that we'll have much more freedom. Like, Hakimi can run in, Lukaku can run in, Eriksen will be amazing. So I think it'd be a proper game, up to very close, a tight game, very physical. But yeah, I don't think we'll have much possession. I think we'll let them keep the ball and hit them on the counter.
Correct. That is playing to our strengths, basically, you know. So right now, we should shut whatever media says, let them say. End of the day, how do you get those 3 points? That's really important, yeah? Really important. If you check the El Clasico also, I think Real Madrid, Barcelona. Barcelona had all the possession, yet Real Madrid came out victorious. And still, Real Madrid was not criticized. Oh, you know, they played defensive. Real Madrid sat back and they hit Barca on the counter and they won the Clasico. So,
yeah. I mean, like Hakimi said, like, it is a football match. You have to win and get points and win trophies. This is not a movie where we have to entertain you and stuff like that. And I think it was Conte who said that we play for our fans. Like, as long as the fans are happy, that's fine. Like, we don't have to entertain.
And me personally, I like a good defensive display. Like, for me, longest time, my favorite player was Walter Samuel in defense. I love that guy. No nonsense defending. He used to fly into tackles. And defending, again, is an art. I think if you check the 2006 World Cup, which Italy won, Italy was solid defensively, solid. Yeah. And we didn't have much possession. We didn't play much fancy football. Yet, when it mattered, we scored. Yes, we had a lot of different scorers. But our defense was the main foundation. So, it's one of the good things. We are playing from the back. And if you check also, Inter's most of the moves, Inter starts from the back, I think.
Yeah.
It's Handanovic passing to Skriniar passing to Bastoni. And then all of a sudden, it's all people, 10 people involved, and then we score a goal. So, it's a well trained and well drilled among players, and Handanovic chucks the ball a lot recently.
Yeah.
Handanovic he's playing more like Ederson or Manuel Neuer now with his feet, which is quite unusual, but it's good to watch. I'm happy with this Conte. No complaints yet. Let the media banter whatever they say, but Inter's on top, and it's good, exciting time for us fans.
Yeah, and if we do win, or if we get even a draw, do you then believe, like, okay, Scudetto is in the bag?
Like I said, it's good to remain grounded. But technically, I think mentally, all Inter fans know it's in the bag already. 8 matches we have. We need 13 points. So pretty much half, 4 of them we win, we technically Scudetto's us, which is not an impossible task. But yeah, it's not over till it's all over, like they say. So yeah, hoping for the best, and I'm still want to keep my feet on the ground yet another.
Right. So that's it, folks. That was another episode of Solo Inter Podcast. We're on other channels as well. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcast and other links, which we'll give below. Please do like and subscribe for more Inter content. And do let us know in the comments, what do you think will be the scoreline? How will we play against Napoli? And what do you think will be the starting lineup? All right. Till then, Forza Inter.
Forza Inter.